Where do we even start, though?
Let's start at the very beginning.
Just hey, we're here.
Good place to start. When you begin with ABC, ABC. When you sing, you begin with Do Re Mi.
Welcome to Bitch Talk. I'm your host, Erin, here with my co-host, Ange, aka Captain Party, and our producer, Shar. And over the last 10 years, we've been elevating marginalized voices through interviews and events.
Sometimes over a glass of whiskey. But if you're thirsty for more bitches, find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com and follow us on Instagram.
A big thank you to 48 Hills and our listeners for voting us Best of the Bay Best Podcast in 2022.
And now, on with the show. Okay, so welcome to South by Southwest. this is our first basic, and we're on day four. We just never had a chance.
We tried, or we had the plan to. Just you know, as always, just never happens.
And we are joined by Storied San Francisco's Jeff Hunt, aka Limber's better half. Some might say.
Wow. You know what? It's going to get real bitch talking in here. Hello, honey. Hey. Thank you for being our PA.
She's being nice to me.
Thank you. Well, you've been working your ass off.
Yeah.
And
enjoying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
That's good. You're not getting paid.
I need to come up with a name for it, though, what I'm doing. I'm like running.
You are a publicist. This is a publicist
job.
Yeah,
but because I'm not a publicist.
Okay, you're
a
coordinator.
I tried to use fluffer because I
know
because I did that a little bit.
You're not fluffing anybody.
I was like warming him up.
Yeah,
but in a
the,
not in a porn
girls.
Way.
Well, he was pressing them or pressing them.
they were what's like
prepping.
Tired?
Prepping.
Okay. Well, no one that is listening to this, I don't think, has watched the short that we watched called Vibrator Girl. There is a scene about pressing, and that's why I said pressing. Well, and it's a very, yeah. Anyways.
Okay, let's start in the beginning. So day one, we get in, and we are staying at a friend's house, and it's an incredibly beautiful, huge, nicest place I've ever stayed.
Yeah, like the nicest.
Yeah. She claimed there were five bedrooms in the attic. We didn't know what that meant.
Five beds.
This is not
an attic. What did you picture,
attic.
By the way? What did you picture?
Bunk beds and like small and, you know, the like triangle roof, you know, like low. I was picturing an attic.
An unbuilt.
This is like a beautiful loft, spacious. It's like five of my San Francisco apartments can fit in this attic.
Yeah, it's true. Bigger and nicer.
Or eight, maybe.
Magnitude of like eight than our entire apartment.
Just beautiful
the attic.
Beds.
Just the attic.
Bed
with
spreads.
Also the largest, and I'm doing air quotes, TV I've ever seen.
That's TV's bigger
it's
than my
small
apartment.
Theater.
Yes. Yeah. Dolby surround sound. And the
which,
beds are comfortable.
If you don't know, can be startling when it happens.
Yeah.
You're like, what the?
Yeah. So anyway, we're living in the lap of luxury. And
the way Shar is here. Shar, would you like to say hi?
Hey, I'm just letting you guys do your thing. What do you guys want from me?
And Shar was already.
Stop pressing her.
Stop pressing her buttons.
Lee, we call you Lee Presson from here on out.
Well, when you guys came in, I had already done about 36 hours of.
Mm-hmm. Of course you did.
True.
So,
you were on.
Oh my gosh, Shar was living large.
Fortunately, because the way it worked out was the best flight for me to come in was for me to come in on Monday. You guys were arriving Tuesday, but also driving. You guys had a little bit of a drive to come in. And so I came in Monday afternoon, stayed locally before we, you know, checked into our friend's house.
But, yes, we checked in.
But then, I just got to, it was kind of cool to get a lay of the land before everything. And it just so happened to be the opening night of the music festival, which they did. It wasn't that much of a surprise. They announced it, what, a week or?
A few weeks ago, I think. Yeah.
The New Order was going to open. And so, we went. I got to get in line and do it. It was, you know, you figure out how it works with the badges and having to be in line and all that. our friend Chloe, who's done the Bitch Talk photos. She was in town for work, and she had already been here for a couple of days, so I got to connect with her. She got me into this nice little party with the free drinks and the VIP treatment and the food and all that stuff. And then I left to go to New Order, and then New Order was everything that you could imagine it to be. Yeah, they played all the way until midnight.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I was having so much fun with Chloe and my free drinks. Chloe came up to me and she's like, "We got to get more drinks." I'm like, "Why?" She goes, "We have to fill a quota. They need to fill a quota."
That's real.
And so I was like, "Just sign me up." So I did that, and then I had like the last drink before they opened it to the public. And that was like right around 9. Had I not gotten that last drink, I probably would have gotten a New Order in on time.
Right.
Which was fine. It worked out totally. But once I got there, you just saw the line. But then our badges kind of gets us to like the different line, like the priority line.
I think I figured out that guest list is the only thing that's higher than
that and an express pass. If you have a platinum badge, you're allowed to like request up to like 5 express passes for events.
I saw that in the app. I didn't know what it was.
So like if there was something that you really wanted to go to, like a keynote or a New Order show or whatever, you get this express pass. And that's what allows you to that brings you to the front of the line.
Got it.
So I did not have the express pass. So I got there and they were letting people in, and then they stopped at one point and they stalled us. And so what it was is it was capacity, and they were as people filtered out, they were bringing people in. And so I think I missed maybe 30 minutes of the show by the time – like I think I got there like – the show was supposed to start at 10. I got there at like 9:45, had to wait in line for like about 30-40 minutes. Whoa. And then totally. And I was texting you guys the whole time, but the service was bad. The service was bad. So I would tell you guys, I thought I was sending you guys pictures, and I know they were getting there, and I'm like, I just need to go to that statue because I could see.
Yeah, I like, got no picture. Like, well, what statue?
Oh, she got reviews.
So there's this. Imagine a Disney line, snake line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming, so I have to go around the corner of these stanions, and that's where they're letting people in. It's like one U-turn to get into the venue. And there's a Willie Nelson, I think it's a Willie Nelson statue or some statue.
It's either him or Stevie.
Yeah. Right. Because I think it's Willie Nelson Bluffer. Anyways, doesn't matter. But anyways, there's a statue where they're letting people in. Well, I heard them say, if you have a platinum badge, come to the you get to keep going. They're gonna stall everybody that doesn't have a platinum badge. So I was like, that's me. And so all of us are like kind of, you know, cowherding through passing the other music badge people. And then I'm like, I think I texted you guys, they're letting platinum badges in. I'm like so excited because I thought I was going to get in. They stopped me about 20 people before the statue and where they let people in. So then I just stalled and I could see the statue. There's about me and 30 people. And I'm like looking there. I'm just like, I just need to get to that statue and I need to get in. And that's when I texted you guys and I took a picture of it, but the picture didn't go through. But anyways, I got to go in and I got to do all the things. They played all the hits. They did a all Joy Division encore.
Oh, Jeff's so sad.
Well, I usually resist when you say I'm FOMO because I'm not. But for shit like that, 100%.
Me too.
That's like The Cure. Like they've been with me 40 of my 50 years, especially Joy Division.
Yeah.
And obviously, I can't see them. So this is the next best thing.
Right. And so, yeah, so that one, it was just so cool to be in that. And then you just look around and you're like, holy crap.
That picture you sent of the crowd.
Yeah, I was like, where am I? What's going on? Oh, yeah, that is. He's Willie Nelson.
Jeff is showing us a picture of the statue.
But,
right
there, but as I Googled it, there are multiple statues of him in this city.
As there should.
And
I think Stevie. Anyway.
Right. And South By, like, as soon as the show was over, it cleared out. And I was, like, thinking, maybe I'll just get a a car ride back to the house. And I looked and everything was surging. And the price to get back to where I was staying is 3.9 miles. Something like that. Like it was like roughly 4 miles. And it was surging to like, I think like $56 or something like that.
Fuck
and
off.
So I said, I was like, I'm not going. I was like, and I go, what time is this? Midnight. All right. Let me walk around and try to get some. I was thinking if I walk somewhere that's not this area, it'll go down.
Yeah.
And so what I did is, what do you do in South by? I just followed where all the loud noise was.
Okay.
And so I said, okay, let's do it. Well, I thought, well, maybe I'll just hang out until the surging goes down. And so I walked towards the noise and you could hear like this rooftop and the banging music going on. And I'm like, this looks great. And I like look and it's like official South by venue. And I was like, all right, let me go in here. Walked in there. Three DJ rooms, like one in the roof, one in the back, and one in the front. It's the name of the venue was Quattro Gatto, Four Cat. And it was just, and they had little rooms for you to hang out in, and they were serving margaritas and all the things. And so I just, what's that?
Three margaritas?
For a little bit, and then it was
just to get you lubed up,
right? Mm-hmm. But I ended up there for like another hour and a half.
Oh shit, Char!
And so it was like 1:30 in the morning, and I'm like, well, and I texted Ange, and I go, Ange, I think you and I are going to be doing this every night. We did it in different ways, but
we've done that in different ways. Yeah.
But yeah, and then. Then the next day I got to do, I like kind of just really kind of took in like the convention type of thing, mm-hmm. got to go to the exhibit halls, some panels, saw the Def Leppard storytelling panel. Mm-hmm. And then I went to, see Still, the new Michael J. Fox film, which
we've been trying to cover.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you guys
Hello,
to see
Apple.
This. I can't wait for you guys to see this. It's so different for a documentary.
Was he here?
Yes. He was him and Davis Guggenheim. They did a Q&A and all that stuff. It was very cool. It was another one of those tearjerker moments. We've had a lot of those lately.
Oh yeah.
And so
yeah. So that was Char's adventure without us. And then we arrive and we go to like the best back to back. Music shows.
Oh yeah!
Accidentally, we just by wandering.
The Uncle Nearest, initially.
Yes.
We weren't there necessarily for the music. Then we were there for the Uncle Nearest booth.
Correct.
Yeah.
Uncle Nearest whiskey.
They gave us little thimblefuls of their different whiskeys and a rye, right?
Mm-hmm. Rye, two whiskeys right? and a rye.
Yes.
I didn't know that you guys were gonna be able to come and hang out on Tuesday night. I thought you guys might be just coming in and crashing out and not doing anything. And we had been in touch with the publicist for Uncle Nearest, and she had offered me a pass or to get on this VIP guest list for the party that night, for that event. And so you guys came in just in time for us to go to the event. And so I was like, oh, well, let's go to the Uncle Nearest thing and let's do that. And then, they gave me, when I checked into the VIP, they gave me this little VIP badge that gets you full, non-thimble size.
Oh, right.
Full.
Yes.
And, you guys didn't enjoy it as much as Ange and I did.
Sure. No, I did. Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, in terms of the past.
Oh, we didn't get to enjoy
the free drinks.
Yes. As soon as the guy wasn't there guarding the stairs, I ran up. I was I'm VIP. And we got to watch, Talib Kweli from the balcony overlooking everyone. It was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
But before that, we saw Tao in the Get Down.
At
a church.
Which was really fucking cool.
I'm born again.
Yes, she's from the Bay.
Shout out to Steven for introducing
me. Sure, from Nugs.net. If anyone's listening, Nugs.net. Steven Holland. He turned us on to Tao, and during the pandemic, he talked about her, and then we started following her on Instagram. I think Courtney asked, like, what kind of music was it? I'm like, I don't even know how to explain her music. It's kind of rock. Yeah. It's a little bit Bjork-ish.
Not but like a little bit of etherealness to
yes,
it.
Yes, like, but also in a church, it's ethereal as fuck.
And yeah. She has fucking presence.
Yes.
Like coming out of every pore of her body.
Floats on the stage. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of blew our faces off a little bit.
Were there lights? Was there like a light element to the show? I don't even remember because we were in a church.
They had lights on them.
But not like a light show.
I don't think so. I think
that could like, I mean, anyway, an experience.
It was great. And unexpected. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know. Special we night. All, at least the three out of the four of us that don't go to church, we're like, we would go back to church if it was like this.
Yes.
100%.
And shout out to that church because yes. The literature that we read, they're dope. They're like all inclusive.
Non-denominational kind of
anti-capitalist too. They're like, these are the people on our streets are our community.
Right.
And we take them in. And so what was it like First Presbyterian Austin? Whatever. Anyway, shout out to the church and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It was just really, it felt special. Mm-hmm. That whole performance. Then we ran back because we wanted to see Salib Kweli Hello after midnight. And well, do we talk about the experience out front first?
Yeah, we got it.
I mean, yes. We almost got into two different fights.
I mean, no, it was just annoying
verbal,
as fuck.
Just verbal fights.
And also it's like
with men,
it's past midnight at this point.
I think I think I should start just quickly because you and I were at a crosswalk waiting for the signal. And out of nowhere comes this dude who gets all up in our shit. And I just like, I'm not going to confront anyone. I'm just going to step back. So I had like a bird's eye view of when the signal changed and Aaron started walking and this dude, a stranger, like reaches out and tries to grab you because he thought you were walking against the signal. And I had to be like, no, dude, it's good. It's our...
Can you say that's my wife?
Get your hands off her? No. Anyways, thank you.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, wow.
All right. Anyways,
awkward.
My wife.
Sorry, but
that was my first indication that something was not right with this person.
Oh,
that was him.
Yeah. Yes,
I didn't realize that was him that did that.
Yes,
and then in the back of my mind, because I know that the venue is right there, I was like, "We're going to be in line with this guy."
Well, I heard.
I knew it. I saw it coming a mile away,
and I heard him talking to you a little bit about me crossing the crosswalk when we were supposed to. And in my head, I was like, "I live in a fucking city, dude. Shut the fuck up." Sorry, everyone. But then.
In line.
Yes.
I was at the end of our and he's like, is this show good? Is this good? I'm meeting my friends, but I have some time. Is this show good? Should I go?
Is it good? Do you like it?
And I'm like, yeah, I guess it's fine. Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, is it good? Do you like it? Do you like it? And we're like, I'm in line. So obviously I do. And I was like, just listen. If you like what you hear, go in. And that's, I just kept telling him that same thing over and over again. And he kept asking me over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then somehow he ended up in front of you guys.
I thought that
he like cut us.
Yeah.
Which was fine.
Jeff wanted to get rid of him. So
it was fine.
I
mean,
that
but
sounds like I want to kill him.
No,
I
was.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, I was glad that he left, but it was fucking annoying. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. And then the guy behind me is like, what is your favorite Talib Kweli collaboration? And what do you think his music has done to revolutionize hip hop? And I look at him and I'm like, homie, it's past midnight. I've been drinking. Like, can we just chill?
You said something like, I didn't know I was going to be in a classroom today or something. I was like,
tonight. And then I was like, it's past midnight. Can we chill? Like, maybe if we built a rapport and then we can get into like shit, but that's the first thing you say.
Smoking us out a little bit.
And he was like vaping. And I was like, no one in Austin knows how to carry a conversation. Yeah. I'm like, I just want to listen to music.
So yeah. So we finally got in. And I think Char and Ange ran to the VIP, but I got a pretty good seat.
Yeah.
Standing, whatever spot. I just like fucking took that spot. I'm like, goodbye, everybody. Sorry.
Well, that was, I came down to thinking I was like, oh, I'm going to take you guys back upstairs. And then I went down and I saw where you guys were. I'm like, these guys shouldn't leave this spot.
Although that was also, whatever. People are annoying in general, but it was a great, like, Talib Kweli, yes. Yeah. Always. Yeah. Yes.
I don't even know because I'm not super familiar with his
music.
Yeah, because
Jeff
didn't
know.
But that show was really easy to be like, holy crap, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And he was talking about his daughter and he brought some women on stage to rap. And he was like...
And his son.
And brought his son
And his
out.
Son. Mm-hmm. But he was talking about how, like, I love that I can bring women up here. Mm-hmm. It was cool what he was talking about.
And his DJ was a woman. Yes. Like, I forget her name, sorry.
But I didn't know it either. Rad. But she was great.
Yeah, so that was our first day, and we got home and fucking in bed at like, oh no, then Shar and I. Okay. So then we come home, and it's like 2 a.m.
Oh, right.
And
right.
This mansion that we're living in has a cupboard of just like every snack you could ever want.
Soup,
Doritos,
ramen.
Like, I don't know, all kinds. There are kids in this house, so it's kids' snacks too.
Which is perfect for us.
Yes. Or drunk snacks. Yeah. So Shar and I immediately raid the cupboard and
we were making tea.
And then we make tea. And I'm like, I'm going to play the piano because there's a beautiful piano there as well. So I'm playing the Unchained Melody on the piano. And then I realized somebody's asleep upstairs. And so it was a whole thing. I was in bed by like 3, I think.
Yeah.
Right. So that was day one for us.
Yes.
And then, our first round of interviews, who was it?
Well, no, it started out with the Zoom interview with Zach Braff.
Oh my God,
which
that's right.
Which is hilarious.
That feels like that was 5 years ago.
Holy shit, that's right.
That was 4 years ago.
My armpits were so sweaty.
Have we not talked about a good person at all?
Okay, this is the first time.
No, oh my God.
You guys, I hope y'all are in like long commutes right now and just like need to like dig into this podcast. So we got a early screening of Zach Braff's new film that he wrote and directed called A Good Person. Shar, Ange, and I decided not to really, and we do this kind of often, we don't really watch trailers, we don't read anything, we don't want any spoilers, we just want a surprise.
Watching the trailer is probably the most I will do before
something that we cover. And for this one, I didn't even do that. I came into this completely blind.
Yeah, and just
like
it was going to be a rom-com for some reason.
So she thought it was
a rom-com. I'm like, a good person, well, rom-com, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Garden State.
But did you know who was in it at all?
No, I thought Zach Braff was going to be in it. Okay. I don't know.
I didn't know Morgan Freeman was in it.
Yeah. It's a rom-com with Florence Pugh.
Yeah, Morgan for it.
I mean. Like a what?
Like a light kind of.
Yes. Yeah,
so in the trailer? I haven't seen
well,
the trailer.
Grandpa, I'll talk about that later because I think that's, anyways, I think things are listening to us and we keep getting to see the trailer. These
right.
two have not come across the trailer really at all, like organically.
I don't know if I've seen the trailer. I saw the ad.
Well, that's.
Which is a form of the trailer.
Right. Anyways.
But it didn't match what you told me.
No, it doesn't. So, so we went in and cried our faces off, like, and couldn't look at each other, kind of. And at the end, should I talk more about that film or people need to go see it?
People do have to see it. And just stay tuned that we are going to have the Zach Braff interview and we'll probably do a little bit of our commentary beforehand or after.
But it's also funny.
We
keep talking about how much we cried, but I was laughing out loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
All I want to say is that this movie,
like, it really hit home for us and it really floored us. And then, you know, and unfortunately, Zach was in San Francisco when we're here in Austin. So that's why we had to Zoom the call.
We could have seen him face to face.
We could have given
him. But imagine how much more sweaty I would have been.
You would have been. I would have had a fan over here.
We keep telling everybody how much we cry with our interviews. I mean, that would have been one of it.
Yeah.
I mean, was going to cry in that interview. I thought I was going to.
If we were in person, we would have probably teared up.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the start of our day.
Distance helped. But I do want to say something about that screening. We came out. There's always going to be a publicist when we get to see these advanced screenings and they want your comment right after. They want, and I get it. But Ange like walked the furthest away from the publicist and kind of like it was.
This is a publicist friend of ours that we've known for years.
And kind of wouldn't even look at her or talk
because
to her.
So
then she's looking at me and Shar and we're both like trying to process the entire movie.
And trying to give some kind of comments of substance. I was like, isn't it? And in my head, I'm like, isn't that enough? What I just said, isn't that enough?
Are like, these tears enough?
What do you want? What else do you want me to say? That's all going on in my head. And then Aaron is, that's going on in my head. And Aaron's just talking more, trying to give more context for her. And then Anne just like sitting there like she looks like she has to pee or something.
Yeah, like a little kid.
Like it kind of swaying side to side, but not talking. And
I was just trying to stop crying.
Yes.
Who cares?
No, it's fine that I was crying, but I don't want people to watch me. And that's like the last thing I want.
But like,
we're also processing this movie.
Yeah, you fucking felt it.
Which is really
hard. You
reacted
to it. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, story, San Francisco.
So anyways, moving on.
We all need to
see our sensitivity coach.
Go find his podcast somewhere.
Feel the feels.
StoryNSS.com. Anyways.
A couple's therapy. This has turned into couple's therapy. Anyways, so we interviewed Zach Braff our first morning at South By via Zoom.
Our first round of interviews... I don't even remember what they were.
We had a short film called Closing Dynasty, which is...
Okay. Oh, and our old
and there was a surprise.
Our old friend showed up.
Yes.
Jonathan Sue from Starring Jerry as himself. That we covered at Slam Dance in January.
Which was one of, like, I would say...
Our favorite films.
Sorry,
he
everyone,
is
but
he's a producer on this short film, our first interview of the day. And so he pops in and we give each other hugs like we've known each other forever.
Yeah.
But we didn't just interview him. He also ended up at the after party at a publicist's house. So we were like drinking with him that night at Slam Dance.
Yeah.
So that was a big surprise. And I'm hoping we can meet up and grab a drink with him at some point.
I hope so, if he's still here.
And then...
We had Scotty's Badge. Also, we had Scotty's Vag.
So,
Chacon.
Yeah.
Right.
The Chacon. Director.
Yes.
And her name is a little tricky to pronounce. So I was asking her how to pronounce it. And then I was like, is it Scotty's Vag? And she said that somebody called it that. Someone that was interviewing her
a press
thought
person.
It was Vag. Didn't know it was Vag. Like, short for vagina, everybody.
Unless you didn't know, yeah. And then we had the director from a film called It's Only Life After All, Alexandria Bombeck, which it's all about the Indigo Girls, who now we're fans of. Mm-hmm. Hi, where have we been all our lives? I'm sorry.
And the director was fucking cool too. They were all really cool people.
The story? She was going
paddle boarding.
Water, yeah.
After our interview.
She's like, I have my paddle boarding shoes on. We're like, okay. And she'd been on, up since 5. Or no, she went to bed at 5. She partied all night.
At the White Horse.
So that was our first day of interviews.
And then what did we do after that? We went to American Born Chinese.
Oh, God.
We saw a screening of
the
Disney, the Disney series. And I guess it's for like a young adult audience, but anybody can watch it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved it.
And it's based off a graphic novel we had the author. I get, do you call on, is it an author of a graphic novel?
Yeah.
Illustrator, who was on stage, who said he started this project in 2000.
Something like that.
So this has been 23 years in the making.
And the young star of the show said something on stage that like is going to stick with me forever. He said that he was asked by someone in an interview if he thought that other kids were going to be able to relate to this story. It's an Asian-led cast. Other non-Asian, we're going to be able to relate to the story. And he said, yes, because I've been relating to stories unlike mine for my entire life, literally every story that I've ever seen. And that was really powerful because it's like, yeah, fuck you. Like, that's a bit like racist or, you know, like, why would you think, yes, I've been doing it my whole life. And I was like, ooh, that was powerful. And he's
a
young
kid.
Actor. It was just like nice to hear that from him.
It's all about the kids, y'all.
And then we got free food and that's all that mattered. And top shelf ass booze.
The show is Disney.
Yeah, it's Disney. There was a little surprise while we were at that dinner.
Top shelf.
Yes.
Well, yeah, buffet.
Yes.
That were like among the first vegetables
I've
had on my trip.
I think we averaged 3 plates each.
Oh,
at least.
Yeah.
Jeffy get, or Jeffy.
All of the above.
All of
I call him Jeffy. He kept going back for food and then Aaron, oh my God. would roll her eyes. And well, like, let's men eat. It's a buffet.
He kept going back for one thing, and then they kept running out. Yeah.
They would run out of the tofu.
And then replenish it when I would sit back down.
And then look at Char.
Then Char would come back
with all of the food that Jeff
wanted. And of course, Mr. FOMO was like, where did you get that tofu? Did you mix it from another?
Is that tofu with the chicken? Yeah.
It's not FOMO. I just know that I love fried tofu. That's all that is.
And then
she had a bunch of
and you two were like, where did you get conversation? And she was telling you some kind of story. You like stopped it.
You were like, tofu? What is that? And Aaron's like, excuse me, would you like to hear the end of my story?
I'm like, just keep talking about her tofu. And I'll wait.
He would go to get it and it was out.
And then it'd be out.
And then Char would go again and get more. Oh my God, it was funny. And then we realized. Yes, go ahead.
We thought that the open bar, because it's kind of how they presented it, was beer and wine.
And that's a normal.
And that's great. I will take that any day of the week.
Yeah. And then.
It was our server,
babes.
I think, who tipped
Babes.
Who tipped us off. He like came around and what was it? He asked us.
He was like, hey, babes, what do you want to drink?
He's like, can I get you guys anything else to drink? And we're like,
like what? He's like, what do you want?
He's like, you know.
He said shots.
He
said,
yes,
shots.
That was it.
And we're like,
I looked around. I was like, is it too like low grade to be like Jameson? And he's like, no, that's what we drink. And so we ended up getting shots of
JMO. So then we get Jameson, and then we go to the bar, and I was like, oh, or I can get this. And I kept rising up the shelves. I kept getting nicer and nicer whiskey. I made it to High West.
So Ange came back to the table after your first high shelf, and you're like, Woodford, was it? Woodford Reserve? You're like, Jeff, Jefe, whatever, they have mezcal. I was like, oh, shit, that really changes everything. I read the list. So because my eyes are bad or whatever. And I saw that they had our absolute all-time favorite illegal.
Yeah.
And I was like, one of those for now, one of those.
It was an amazing
party. It
changed
everything.
Yes. And then they had swag. So they had the graphic novel and posters. Guess who got more than one of each? Producer Char and Ange. The Filipinos in the house.
Yeah,
don't let each.
The Filipinos in.
Well, for my goddaughters and for her nephews. So
yeah. We're also taking Ange to the exhibition.
Yeah, we still have to stock up.
Well, I was gonna say maybe after this. Closer to the premiere or whatever of American Born Chinese, we have enough to do a little giveaway to our to our audience. So
you're giving yours, right? I'm keeping mine.
No, we got extras.
I'm just kidding.
We got extras.
I only have two.
You're all thinking about other people.
Yeah, we're not dicks.
Selfless acts. Oh.
Can I say dicks with the Disney show? Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, that was a great.
Did we do anything else?
We stayed until they kicked us out. Like until the restaurant
flipped
back.
Yeah, they kicked us out.
They kicked us out and nicely.
Nicely.
That was the nicest kick out.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
And then
very nice.
Aaron went to bed and we went to Lala's, our favorite dive bar.
Yes.
And played some pool. And it's a Christmas themed bar. If you've listened to us for a while, we talk about this bar often. And Char sat in the Santa chair and we were calling her Charta Claus. And Char was just like, I don't like that name. So, of course, I called her that all night.
Of course.
Technically a picture if anyone's interested.
Oh, we could probably put that up on Instagram. I was good. Tired.com. But then I couldn't sleep. Whatever.
It was nice to go to Lala's, though. Like, one of my good friends who lives in Austin, I asked him because I didn't know. I was like, are places that are way far away from downtown going to be shitted up during South By? And he thought they would. So I didn't know what we were going to get. You know, but it was like Wednesday night, kind of, I think we showed up after 10 and it wasn't bad at all. And remember the door guy was like from,
He was a fireman from Fairfield.
In the Bay Area.
Yeah.
He was stationed at Travis at some point. So he knew all the same Fairfield spots. I knew.
He kept yelling at Char from across the bar. What about this place?
Do you ever eat there?
Is it still there? Do you eat there?
Yeah.
Like it happened a couple of times. And then Char had her first Whataburger. And learned a hot tip. Tell the people.
Yeah. So I have one of my dearest friends. He's from Dallas, and he lives in Colorado now. But I know that he's a big fan of Whataburger, so I told him. I texted him while they were playing pool, and I knew we were going to go out. I go, "Hey, I'm about to have my first Whataburger in Texas. And he's like, I'm so jealous. Do this. Order this. Get that. And I'm like, dude, you are like, I told him, I said to my friends that I'm going to text you because you would freak out and you're proving me right. Yeah. And he like gave me all these tips. And one of them was order fries with the chicken and gravy so that you can dip them in there. And it's actually really good. Mm-hmm. And a Dr. Pepper shake, which I got. Oh yeah. So this was the thing is when I was making that text exchange and I'm like, dude, you're fucking nuts. Like you're freaking out just like how I thought you would. And he's like, well, I take my obsessions a little seriously. I was like, yes, I know that about you. I've known you for 20 years. So, and then he goes, and I said, my friends are giving you mad respect that you're nuts. And then he goes, did you tell them that I have a tattoo? And I was like, I don't remember that you have a tattoo. And he sent me a picture of himself in bed with this fucking Whataburger W on his arm.
Do you know this? Whataburger for life.
Figure out a way. There's a YouTube video I think I've shown you of a kid. I think he's in Houston. And he was at like a poetry slam. Trust me, this is related. No one knew what he was going to do. No one knew who he really was. He gets up and his whole like performance is like an ode to Whataburger. And it's fucking incredible. I just found it.
Maybe it's his son.
Well, I was going to say, for whoever's listening, Whataburger is a little bit of a Texas DNA thing. Like I've been in the Bay for 25 years. I still fucking love Whataburger. Like, it's one of the things I look forward to.
It's fun to say Whataburger.
Yeah, yes. Whataburger. And doesn't hurt that it's like orange and white.
Your favorite.
All over. So.
But my buddy Mark has a tattoo. And then he started sending me more things of like, I guess when he had a business trip to Texas, with his whole work crew, he like texted me like a receipt for $300 at Whataburger because he took like 100 people to Whataburger to eat. I don't know.
And he was actively texting.
Oh well, Mark is like, I mean, like, and this says a lot. I have a lot of fucking crazy friends, and he's probably up there as one of my like he's. Absolutely out of his mind. And so,
start talking about us behind our back.
I don't want to know. It's fine.
Yeah, you're like number two and three. That's cool.
I call two. You're definitely three. Diarrhea.
Good. Number two. Oh.
That Whataburger was key, though, to waking you're up the next breakfast. Morning and feeling. I felt fine.
Yeah. And then our day two of interviews. Was fucking awesome. We had so much fun.
This is yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. We opened with Queendom.
Shout out to Queendom. really, really important
which you'll
film.
Hear. Yeah, you'll hear the story. But
and then we had
just back to back ladies that kind of rocked our shit.
Mother of the Dawn, your future wife.
Shh. What if she hears this?
Who cares?
That's embarrassing.
I think she'd be honored. They called us cute when they walked in.
I was jokingly calling you my wife if you're listening just because I think you're beautiful.
A tall drink of water is what you said.
Well, Aaron said I'd have to climb and I said it wouldn't be my first. Anywho.
And then we capped it off with another short called Vibrator Girl, which... was amazing.
We had a vibrator on the table
There's
for that.
A vibrator on
it was
the table.
A very sexual
There's
morning.
There's a vibrator around Angie's neck.
I was wearing my vibrator necklace.
We were vibing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they whipped out a vibrator right before they...
Yeah, they're like, yes. Here!
A big one. A big blue one. Yes. And it was funny, after we watched the short, because we watched the short together, it's called Vibrator Girl, the cat of the house jumped on my lap and started purring, and I was like, oh, she's vibrating. I got vibes on the mind.
Wow.
Can I just tell a quick story about Zoe and Morgan, right?
Yes.
Girls. Yes.
So they are the ones I talked to the most down in the lobby.
Those are the ones you pressed.
You fluffed them.
Fluffed a little bit. I wasn't texting with them at all. And they came right up to me and they're like, are you Jeff? And I was like, oh, that's cool. First thing they expressed was that they're very tired. And I was like, shit, the line at Starbucks. I don't think we have time. Tried to help them with that. It didn't work. So I like sat them down. I was like, just rest. And I wanted to talk to them to help wake them up. And to like, this was their first interview ever for their first film. And I was like, you're starting at the top. Like I tried to tell them fun things about y'all and talking stories and this. And then I was like, shit, I'm going to plant a little like Easter egg. I told them to ask y'all about your mascot.
That's why she asked at the end.
I was hoping it would be in the interview, but so now it's anyway.
Well, it's in the picture that we took with them.
Good.
So,
and good, for those that don't know, our mascot is an eggplant. Her name is Bonet Kravitz.
Yes.
Made by Moon Looms, mm-hmm. An Oakland company.
Yeah. Yeah.
In honor of the eggplant emoji, if you're not putting those dots together.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on. It's layered. And then
we had a fun surprise.
The best surprise ever.
Meanwhile, we're doing together managing that.
This managing, quote unquote, blowing.
I managed.
Blowing.
I tried my hardest to blow the surprise.
Yeah, I mean, really. Our good friend C-Note, who's sitting here, came in surprise. And it's a reverse surprise from last summer where Ange came in surprise Courtney C-Note for her birthday in Austin.
Yeah, and so we're wrapping up the cords and, you know, we just had a horny morning. So
horny
I was just
mornings.
Kind of like processing what just happened. And then C-Note walks in and I like dropped
she
everything
threw
and
everything.
I like freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And a little hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So we celebrated with barbecue at Cooper's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And lots and lots of drinks. And then I met my future husband.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
shit, we gotta go see
horny
Dirty.
Morning.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Sir Dirty.
We should visit Dirty.
We should go see Dirty after this.
Yeah.
So we were sitting at the bar and we were like, do we leave? Because we had a press line in a couple hours, but the press line was 3 blocks away, so we wanted to stay.
There was music upstairs.
And he kept filling my champagne without me asking him to.
Best bartender.
And so I was kind of flirting with him just because it was fun.
But he was fun.
And then he brings our checks and my tab was $17.
Yeah.
And we'd been drinking for hours. And I bought rounds too.
Yeah.
So
and so did Char.
Mine was $30 and I think I did like 3 rounds with all of y'all.
Yeah, so shout out to Dirty at Cooper's.
I've never in my life had like, oh, that was our first time at his bar and he's giving us free drinks. That's never happened to me.
You're welcome.
You usually have to work over time
and he was
to become a regular.
Correct.
Yeah,
well, no, that happens to me often.
I think the TGIF talk.
I was going to say, yes. He was able to rattle off the entire lineup of TGIF yes. on ABC.
Because we were hung up on which show. You had said it.
I said Boy Meets World.
And someone said, no, that's Disney because it did go later, according to Dusty. It started on ABC,
I looked this up.
It went to Disney later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like probably when Disney bought
ABC. Right. He was passing a lot of tests, though. We asked him about some other shit, and he knew what it was, like some 90s or 80s shit. So anyway, I fell in love twice yesterday.
Only twice?
Yeah, is that all?
What happened last night?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Last night was a party. I lost my voice.
Night.
Yeah, because of the cigs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, it's a Catholic girl in me. I'm like, don't tell anyone that I
shout out to David Ford.
Oh, you're smoking, buddy.
Yeah.
I had 3 cigarettes. Yeah.
That's why your voice is fucked.
I know. Well, I was also screaming.
You were screaming.
We had a party last night.
It was a point. We were all sitting there looking around this large kitchen table and Ken just started saying something about jewelry and screaming
and yelling.
And then I looked over at Aaron and I go, she's gonna lose her voice. She's like, duh.
And let me guess, Erin rolled her eyes in deep sigh.
Yes. And I went to bed.
I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Well, Hefe and I went and got like some good booze for the party.
Good booze and good pizza.
What is it called? Wiggies?
Wiggies is the liquor store.
The liquor store.
Home Slice is the pizza place.
I got cider that you were loving.
Oh, yeah.
And we drove all that stuff home as the storm was starting.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a fucking light show in the sky. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
We got home right before it started pouring.
Mm-hmm. And the lightning lasted throughout the night. And I was like, God's taking selfies.
Yeah. And sadly, take this out if you want, but that ended up being the factor in Aunt not being able to come join us.
Yeah, my sister couldn't come. Her flight had to turn around, which fucking
sucks. Bummer.
So...
Well,
sorry,
the airport apparently, hope they're okay today.
A hailstorm damaged something. So no one was able to land in
Boston. Was a tornado warning north of here, like directly north of here. The shit we drove through to get, I don't think it was a tornado, but they thought there might be.
I mean, I wonder, like, for South By, if a lot of artists can get in, you know? People are still coming to perform and to premiere, so hopefully. Yeah.
Hold on, we skipped over a red carpet we did yesterday also.
Oh!
Yeah.
You fell in love again.
I did.
You did.
Well, no, I've always loved Zoe, though. Right. So it was always there.
So we covered the press line for a show that's coming out called Slip. And we had a returning guest on the show. It's been a whole thing. We finally got to talk to her. Her name's Zoe Lister-Jones. She's actually the writer, actor, director, probably showrunner of that show. And we got to watch all of the episodes, although funny story, Jeff and I watched them out of order.
And the whole thing is like it's supposed to be in order.
I'm blaming COVID from last year. COVID brain. But we got to cover it, and when she came up to us, it was just really sweet.
Yeah, really cute. She was like, "Oh, hey!" And that's what happened at the red carpet for Underrated, which was the Steph Curry doc.
Yeah.
When Ryan Coogler recognized Aaron, it was really sweet. But because you know they're doing a line, so they're kind of robotic. But when they recognize you, you can see it when it clicks.
It clicks.
And we got to talk to the main three actors
and her outfit though.
And we became friends with the press guy that was to the right of us.
Well, yeah,
he was rattling off 90s hip hop. I don't love him though.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I wasn't in love with him.
Friend. You guys are friends.
Friend zoned.
Yes.
But he was rattling off 90s hip hop. We were rapping Whoop There It Is.
Yeah.
Naughty by Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah.
Onyx.
Oh. Yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah.
And also the smallest red carpet we found.
Oh, for sure. That's the other thing is, I mean, like there's
like two places that they're doing red carpets here at South By. And I just assumed that, you know, it's South By Southwest. The red carpet's like completely large. Right. And we get there and it's like the size of the step and repeat here in this conference room.
Yeah, like 3 feet long.
Right.
4 feet long. Well, that's like 6 feet. 6 foot carpet, maybe.
But yeah, it was we've been put on wait lists for a couple of things that we wanted to attend, and I'm like, oh, that's why. Because
it's so small.
There's only like six outlets that can stand here.
Well, it's also the whole, like, I think you said it yesterday. One of you, I'm pretty sure it was Ange, like, what COVID? When we're smashed in there. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we'll see how that all, huh?
Yeah, then we ended up having essentially a party with that.
Booze and pizza
after
that.
We had good
party. And we bought jewelry.
It was good, yeah.
It was super fun. Thank I was playing my 80s backroom
Thank
music.
Thank you, DJ. Mm-hmm. DJ Angela. Whatever.
Ooh, my love is DJ Daisy.
Daisy. Oh.
Oh, you just reminded me.
You're welcome.
Anyways, and then this morning,
here we are.
Today is our blind spotting day.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
It's blind spotting day. Ooh, happy blind spotting day, everybody.
Aaron and I are both half Irish.
Yeah.
So there, I guess there's something
there. Aaron, go blind spotting.
Oh boy.
Yeah, okay. So this hour-long.
Right.
Oh shit.
Great.
You didn't fall asleep.
We're at 52 minutes so far. This is only 2.5 days into.
Dude, right? I feel like we've been here for 4 weeks.
We have 2.5 days
left.
And
you gotta save that voice.
I know. I need your
coat
tea.
It. You need tea.
Honey.
Hot water.
Also, Aaron, go eat breakfast tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just need like a little whiskey.
Wow.
Dirty. All right. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this. We love you. We're so grateful to be at South By. Shout out to our angel who got us here, offered their home to us. I don't know.
It's
too much.
I can't even. I mean, like, I think about how generous and how kind she's been to us and what she's opened up for us. And it's like, holy crap. I can't believe that we were so lucky to
I think Char's getting misty-eyed, or maybe I am.
A little bit.
So I'm going to end it.
This is the nicest hotel I've ever stayed.
Yes, it is the nicest hotel I've ever.
I'm like, on par with the Ritz. Like,
and I feel like maybe the house is so big I can hide and they won't find me for days. They won't find me for
just
days.
Just hide with Garfield.
In the cat yes. little cat nook. They won't find me for days.
But yeah, I mean, just.
Oh my God, Aaron just tooted.
No,
Let's
I
go.
Didn't. It was the chair. Anyways, I capped it off.
Are
the
you
fart.
Sure?
But I want to thank all the, all the people that made it, we were able to come out here, because there's a lot of things that came into place that would allow us to actually do this. And it's just been a blast, and I'm excited, and I hope we get to do it again.
Yeah.
But hey, this is it's not like we're ending it now. We still got a couple more days to go. So
I don't know how we're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it, and then you'll hear it. You'll hear whatever happened. You'll hear what happens next.
Ooh. Stay tuned.
All right, we're getting some whiskey.
Ciao.
Stay tuned. Erin, go toot.
Thanks for joining us on today's show. You can find more information about this episode in our show notes.
If you're missing us, you can visit us at bitchtalkpodcast.com to sign up for our newsletter and buy us a cup of coffee.
Did you know we're also on the radio? You can find us at bff.fm.
And lastly, rate and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All the cool bitches are doing it.
This podcast is a proud member of the BFF.fm podcast network. Learn more at podcasts.bff.fm.
BFF.fm, best frequencies forever.